Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamati. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Wa alaikum assalam, my very dear Zainab.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
I love when I hear your name.
Really? How does it feel?
Sounds good.
Very simple and to the point.
Well, I want you to give explanation over that. I mean, did you ever ask your parents or did you ever search about?
Of course I did.
Well, what does that mean, Asma?
Well, Asma means the combinations of names.
Okay. Are you a combination of names?
Well, I will explain on that. On my behalf, I would say, once my father told me, well, since we did not know what to call you, we called you Asma so that it considers all the good names into it.
Wow.
So, Asma, now he tells me you can call it whatever you like. You call it all the good adjectives that you would love to add into your name. So, that's it. It actually was chosen with my grandmother. She chose that name for me.
I think mostly it's the grandparents who give suggestions for the names. And in our culture, it's considered to be very bad if a parent gives a name to his child.
Without considering their parents, actually the grandparents' idea or suggestions upon that.
Yes.
But I love your name as well.
Wow. Thank you. But you don't know what is my actual and full name yet.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is there something hidden behind that, Zainab?
Of course.
What is
Zainab
it?
Zainab is my family name, the last name.
Nice
and I love to be called by that name. That's why I always mention I'm Zainab, but my actual name is Turfatul Ayn Zainab.
Oh, very
and,
nice.
And that means, Turfatul Ayn means within a blink of eye.
Wow.
And when I asked my father, what is Turfatul Ayn?
So literary.
He said it means within a blink of eye. So I told him, so do I do things within a blink of eye?
Your father must be a poet.
Is not much a very famous poet, but yes, he...
Really?
If I tell you the names of my sisters, you'll see he definitely is a poet.
Yes, he seems as a poet. I'm very interested in your
father. We are five sisters. And then first is Quratul Ayn. I am second one, Turfatul Ayn. We have third one, Basiratul Ayn. And we have fourth one...
All rhythmic.
Hurul Ayn. So... And I don't know how fifth one went out of this rhyme. She's Kamarun Nisa.
Wow.
Yeah. So my father was very good at naming us. But Asma, do you think names have impact on our personality?
Of course they have.
Really?
Yes, they have. They must have, you know.
Completely or kind of?
Kind of, not completely. I would say they have. They would have an impact on you, at least as the time you start to understand things from your environment.
Yeah.
You start to notice that your name is linked to your character some way.
It is.
You don't believe that?
Of course I do, because I have been doing things so fast in my life. So
you're very active, that's why.
I have been, I am the fastest person in my family. And my mother often used to tell me that your father rightly named you Turfatul Ayn.
He was to the point when he called you Turfatul Ayn.
Yeah. I so much wanted to hear, like, if this name is somewhere mentioned in the narrations in the Holy Book. And I love that hadith that whenever my Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, would wake up in the morning, he would say to Allah, like, please do not let me on my own state for turfata ayn, not even for a blink of eye. I want to be dependent on you all the time.
Yes, do not, not leave
even
me
for
on
a blink
own.
Of eye. I want to be independent
that is
on
very
my own
nice.
State.
So Zainab,
so I was
parents...
really, I was really glad that whenever my Prophet would wake up, he would call this name,
mention your name.
Yeah,
it's very nice. Otherwise, you must be proud of that.
Otherwise, my school, my college mates, my teachers have had very difficulty in pronouncing this name.
Yeah.
So when they had difficulty, I also are like, what kind of name my father put for me? And since we lived in a non-Islamic state, they had little issues with adding Zainab to my certificates, to my name, or calling me.
So you had issues with your name.
I had issues with the first part. First of all, that was difficult to pronounce.
Uh-huh.
And another part was that why I am not being called Zainab. So that's why when I came back over here, people do not know me in India by this name, by Zainab. They know me by Turfadulain. So,
but we know you as Zainab.
You know me as Zainab. And I'm so glad that ultimately an Islamic thing has got at I don't say that first part of my name is non-Islamic, but I don't know, the Zainab gives me more courage, because since I started introducing myself as Zainab, I have had... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me more sabr, more
strength,
patience.
And patience, yes. Patience. Just, I mean, as Sayyida Zainab.
Yes, I won't say, I'm not even the, like, you know, dust underneath her feet. But yes, I have seen more patience and I have seen more courage. Yes, it has had
she
an
would
impact.
Turn into a model for you.
It has had an impact on my life, definitely.
Yeah.
So coming back to you, Asma, there's so many beautiful names around. What do you think about them? For example,
Zainab, firstly, before we go very deep into names, I would love to say that it's a very difficult task for parents to choose a right name for their children.
And in fact,
we have it in Islamic heritage that it's a duty that they have to do it in a right way.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's one of the basic...
The heart to hearts, we have connections.
We do have, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, yes. So you see, it's even God has asked parents to take care of the name they choose for their children. That means it has got something to do with their personality.
Yeah,
it
basically it reminds me of that Japanese researcher who did research on water.
Yes,
he called it with different names, and water would take different shapes. And then, you know, human body, it's more than 70% is considered of water. Whatever the name you will call it with, it would take different, you know, it may acquire that shape. I won't say that shape, you know. For example, I'll give an example. Me and my husband had our first child, and we would call him De Mustafa.
Wow, such a beautiful name.
And when I asked my husband, why this name? Why didn't you even ask me? I'm the mother, you should have asked me why this name. Although that was a very
Usual debate of parents.
Yeah, although that was a very, very beautiful name. And he told me that having first boy in the family and not having the name of my prophet is like a kind of, you know...
Disrespect.
Yeah, I really do want to have... we put his name as Mustafa, so we would always call him as Mustafa. But when we went back to India for a summer vacation and we came back, but over there, we kind of... when, you know, we play with the cute babies, and then we call with them with different names, and we call them... Naughty boy. So we have particular terms to call a boy a naughty boy. And I would see my husband would get offended whenever someone would call my child a naughty boy. I would ask him, what's wrong with you? They are expressing their love towards my child, and that's okay.
No, he's Mustafa.
He was like, no, he's Mustafa. He's not naughty.
Yes.
If you call him naughty, he would... Don't
it would
be into
naughty.
A naughty boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
that's
how?
That's really right, though.
I was like, how? And he gave me this example of this Japanese researcher who had done research on the water, calling it by different names and acquiring different shapes. Since human body is considered of water more than 70%, it definitely does have, takes that.
You know, Zainab...
you know, if you put water in a vessel, it takes the same shape.
Exactly.
If I'm calling a guy a naughty guy, he would develop into a naughty person. And then I should not be offended why he developed into a naughty.
Unconsciously, they will get the shape and the impression of that name that's been put on them.
I also think that...
Parents of modern age, are they doing their duty in a very good way?
I really don't think so. I really don't think
we
so.
We hear names that are so archaic.
I mean, I don't know. Are they naming cats? Are they naming dogs? Or are they naming humans?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, unfortunately, the names that we hear today, I don't know, just to be trendy. What kind of trend is this?
Exactly. It's the name of your
child. It's your basic responsibility.
It's based on trends or whatever that comes out of that.
When you go towards the
responsibilities... Just because it's stylish, I would call my child with that name.
It's because we... I'm sorry to say, but we think we're very educated, but we think we are going back. We are going back towards the ignorance and everything and calling us children with... I don't know.
They do. You know what? What they start to do, they actually are going for the things that would please the crowd.
Exactly. You know, I have two sons. My two-year-old is named as Murtaza. Okay? So I always call him like Murtaza. And I heard my friend calling him Murtu. Murtu.
Wow. How come?
I was like, come on, what is Murtu?
Yes, and, what is that?
And you know, like I'm saying, unfortunately, people
She actually is trying to pamper him, but that's not the way with that name.
Exactly. I told her, please, you're allowed to do anything, but don't change the name of my son.
Yeah.
She's like, it sounds more trendy. I said, no, it's the name of my Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib al-Islam. Like, he was called Ali Murtaza. It's the name of, like, I don't know. I don't want the names of Ahl al-Bayt to get, you know, trendy more, I think. And it changed the meaning.
Exactly.
As it changed the meaning, it just changes the impact.
So it actually is a very beautiful discussion to dig deeper in the topic of naming our children or how names would affect the personality of each character, of each individual.
Yeah.
It would take a very long time. And we already mentioned some points about that. We said that in Islamic heritage, we've been advised from Allah to pick the best names for our children, because that's a duty that the parent would owe to their children.
Because Allah has got wisdom, and definitely names would have had an impact on the personality of a person. So
He definitely knows that it would affect their personality in future. And
so
as
that's
you mentioned,
you one of the biggest responsibilities of parents to name good, not only to name your child, to give them a good name, because everyone names.
Exactly.
You cannot go on without names. But one of the responsibilities that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to give them good names.
Yeah. So that's all the time that we've got for today's episode. It was a very, very interesting topic. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Asma, for joining me. Thank you, dear listeners.
Of course, it was a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be with you and with the audience, of course.
Same here. Thank you, dear audience, for listening to us. You are listening to The Youth Station from IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuhu.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver. river and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I see you.